sometimes you're young and sometimes you're dumb.
This is why we can't have nice things. Nice things.
And the following is a mix of both. Why we can't have nice things starts us in the sports world, boxing. You may have seen some of the video over this past weekend, a boxing match at Madison Square Garden. Boxer Jarrell Miller was hit so hard during the bout, it knocked his toupee off his head.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it flapped back right in the middle of the recoil, and he joked about it, because how can you not? Feeling a cold breeze on his scalp during the bout. But since then, boxer Jarrell Miller, his DMs have been flooded with hair companies offering help and promotional opportunities. He said there's a lot of hair companies from Turkey, specifically, that have reached out. A couple of man-weaving companies reached out as well, so his DMs are going crazy for this. Though he says, I plan to grow my hair back, and I see it as a turning point in my career. What do you think's going to happen with a toupee in the boxing match? I mean, things. Dum, dum, dum,
dum, dum. I do love a there fake hair Friday. Ever get the wrong piece of mail and don't feel like trudging around to find its rightful owner? Well, Judith Jandris knows this all too well. She was managing the Vision Works store in beautiful Glendale, Arizona, and received two boxes marked for K jewelry. She did not send them back, but has been accused of taking them home. And they were full of $143,000 in baubles. She later admitted to the crime, no longer works as the supervisor for Vision Works, and admits, I hid them in my kids' bedrooms. Mommy, where did you just come from?
Every felony begins with dum, 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 dum. Let's go to Florida. And the story of 32-year-old Florida man Alexander Baker DePew, who was feeling a little more like Pepe Le Pew, a little romantic. So he decided to buy the object of his affection, a bouquet of flowers and some chocolates, for a dancer at an exotic club place. Okay, fine. Except the fact that it was about $400 paid in counterfeit bills.
Oh.
Yeah. You can waste your money on that, but make sure it's real money. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. The Olympics, pardon me, unofficially kick off tomorrow. You can see alpine skiing training and mixed doubles curling, your favorite sports, KB. Mm. But the medal is the goal. It is truly priceless. Or is it? Former champs like Ryan Lochte and others are now selling their medals just to get by in life. Ryan got $385,000 for a few of his. Others have lost them after declaring bankruptcy.
Mm. I'm sure they could find them and go out and win another one, right?
Yeah, just dum, do it again. Dum, 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 dum.
Also on the Olympic kick, a couple of stories. Team USA hospitality venue over there in Milan Cortina at the Winter Olympics has undergone a name change. It was known as the Ice House.
Oh.
And now it's called the Winter House. We'll let you decide why. And just days before the start of the Olympics, a Spanish figure skater who was told he cannot do his Minions-themed routine due to copyright issues has been given a last-minute reprieve. Six-time Spanish national champion. His first Olympics, though. Tomas Lorenz Guarino Sabate. His Minions routine and the music for it was not cleared by Universal. But then, due to an outpouring of social media support, Universal yesterday said, yes, you can use it. He dresses as a minion in this routine.
Oh, my.
Yeah. He says a huge thank you to everybody who reposted, shared, and supported this. I can't wait to annoy you at the Olympics coming up.
Dum, 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 dum. David Rush isn't just climbing the ladder of success. He's got it right on his face. No, really. He just broke the Guinness Book of World Records for balancing a ladder on his chin for 19 minutes and 11 seconds. Now, he started at just over 5 minutes in 2016. He's been steadily improving over the years and recaptured the title after someone swept in and took it. This is his 10th and says it all boils down to patience, progression, and respect.
Well, I mean, do one thing and do it well. Like this guy. Dum, 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 dum. Let's go to Utah. and young Skip Boyce. He's not so young. He's like in his mid-20s. But he said he's doing this now for an entire year, locking himself in his bedroom.
Oh.
Yeah. Skip Boyce is documenting his entire experience on YouTube. He's probably live streaming it right now. And he says he believes this isolation will help him adopt healthier habits and improve his lifestyle. Said it actually hasn't been so bad so far. He's about most of the first weekend just staying in his room. Said won't leave. And he wants to see what it's like. And if you ever want to see what that's like, just ask, oh, I don't know, any teenager.
Dum, 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 dum,